Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
This is the Bob Cordaro Show podcast, WILK News Radio.
Great. Good morning, everyone. My Bicardo Jewelers watch. My Bicardo Jewelers watch tells me it's 11:11 and change here in the Great Northeast. This beautiful Thursday, September 11th, 2025. This is the Bob Cordaro Show. I am he, and it's a big day to fight for America, defend our values, and honor those we lost on September 11th. And Charlie Kirk, the brave who have made us and kept us free. So with history, our great founding fathers, and the incomparable Constitution of the United States of America as our guides, let us continue today's battle. Gaveling back to order, this meeting of the Club for Common Sense, promising you a sanctuary of sanity for the balance of this hour. Somebody texted in, Bob, just wanted to let you know if you had a chance to see The Five last night. I did not. Great show, and Greg Gutfeld is incredible. He really is. But I'll tell you this, so was Charlie Kirk. He was something. My man Gary Duncan sends in a sort of a meme via email. It's scary. It's scary because Charlie Kirk just got shot for doing the same thing we tell our kids to do. We raise our children to stand up for what they believe in, to speak with courage, to not follow the crowd just because it is easier. But then we turn on the news and see someone taken out because someone didn't agree with them. And as a parent, that shakes you to the core. Because how do we teach our kids to be bold and brave in a world that punishes people for exactly that? We want them to live with conviction, to speak their truth, to never be afraid of being different. But at the same time, we're terrified for the world they're walking into. It should not be dangerous to believe in something. It should not cost your life to use your voice. As parents, we're caught between raising fearless children and praying the world won't break them for it. And if you look at four incidents in particular, if you remember the Nashville school shooting, the Minneapolis church shooting, two kids killed in a church, 17 others injured, the Donald Trump shooting in Butler, PA, and now the Charlie Kirk killing. What did it have in common? What did they have in common? Sick, insane, transgender ideologues. Now remember, not transgender people. Transgender ideologues. Evil people. That's just what is. And I called this one yesterday afternoon as one of you texted in that unfortunately it came to me immediately upon seeing the portion of his presentation at which he was shot. And as one of our great listeners says, that person who asked the question, and it may have been random, but I doubt it. It may have been, hey, here's a question that comes up all the time. We will see. But a transgender question is when he was shot in his throat and killed in the midst of a transgender question. And I said last hour, it is beyond suspicious that the older man who, it's a college event, the guy's at least in his 60s, raises a ruckus which diverts attention immediately after the shooting and allowed the killer to get away. I hope they have the name. I hope they have the person. Hey, let's go to Lorraine in Hazleton. Hi, Lorraine. How are you?
Not that great, but I just thought I'd call and say hello. And it was such a sad day yesterday.
Yeah.
And a somber day today. And the two together don't make for a good combination, especially on top of the way I already feel. So it makes it sadder.
Yeah.
And it just seems as though that evil is an epidemic. Too bad they can't come up with a vaccine for evil.
Yeah.
And, you know, just like I'll echo those sentiments. Well, my mother always said, it just seems as though what's right is wrong and what's wrong is right. And I even commented to my brother. I said, you know what? I said, it seems as though you have to be afraid to go out and say what you feel because you have to, like, agree with all the other people who are wrong, you know, who think that they're right, so that you have to be afraid to get shut down. And it seems as though the nicer you are, the more you get walked on.
Well, Charlie Kirk, it is great consolation to me, Lorraine. I know that this man who fought for what was right, who argued for what was right, who was firm but patient with people who were simply wrong about myriad issues and probably every issue. He went into the belly of the ideological beast continually. He stood for what he believed in. He believed and had deep, deep faith. He's in heaven. And I believe that with every fiber of my being. And I think that that's the ultimate reward. Are we 31 years old or 64 or 50 or whatever when we pass, whatever age? Are we a child? None of it. Death doesn't make sense. It never will. But what comes after death, if we believe in heaven, if we believe in God, makes all the sense in the world and makes it all right. It just does, no matter what happens.
Well, you know, those people on Flight 93, the real heroes, they're all real heroes, don't get me wrong, but they knew what they were doing. They knew what they were headed for, and they saved other people's lives in doing so.
And in a dying with such selflessness and gallantry, I think, assures your entry to heaven. I really do.
Well, no greater love hast thou than to lay down your life.
Yep.
You know, for the love of your brother.
No.
And they said on the TV yesterday, I heard that I'm sure that Charlie was told, welcome home, my dear and faithful servant, and now enter into the kingdom.
I believe it.
I believe it
100%. And he believed it, just as importantly, maybe more importantly. In fact, definitely more importantly.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Lorraine. You hang in there, honey. It's all going to be all right. I promise that. I promise it.
Sometimes, you know, I don't feel that way.
I know. But the ultimate end is a good one. And it's available to us.
All right. Okay. Bob.
All right, honey. You call. We need a poem tomorrow. you go through your stack and get us a good poem tomorrow, okay?
Okay, I'll try.
Right. Thanks, Lorraine.
Okay, bye now.
All right, Lorraine. Lorraine from Hazleton. We're going to take a break. Bob Cordaro, WILK. Our friend Walter Griffith is on the phone, and we're going to get to him after this. Let's hear from our great sponsors. A little history, which, of course, revolves around September 11th. A little music, which Murph has lovingly picked. We'll come back. It's the Bob Cordaro Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
L.A. Guns. I wouldn't think that kind of music would make me emotional, but it did. Regarding the Let's Roll, and my fellow U of R graduate Jeremy Glick among them, they took that plane down knowing they were going to be killed. They knew it, and they did it. Great song. Great song. Hey, our friend Walter Griffith, Luzerne County Controller, is on the blower regarding Charlie Kirk and the First Amendment. How are you, Walter?
Yes, I'm good. I'm good. Bob, how are you?
I'm great. You're calling, thank you.
Well, I appreciate the opportunity to get on the radio. I just find that the ability for government and organizations to decide who and when someone speaks truth to power and what can be said is a direct violation of our First Amendment rights, obviously. But it needs to stop. It's dangerous. It's inflammatory. And now it's even proven fatal. Charlie Kirk was a wonderful person. He spoke his mind. He spoke what he believed. He spoke to his ideologies. And we should never, ever in this country have that ability to silence someone just because we don't agree with them. And we certainly don't have the ability to actually take their life because of it. And I think that's very unfortunate where the society has gone currently. And we see that currently in the issue that we're having with one of the gentlemen from the county, Joe Grantee, if you've been following that article about his ability to speak out at a Board of Elections meeting. And now they're financially taking him to court, making him defend himself against his First Amendment right, which he clearly was doing. I mean, I was at the meeting. I sat next to Joe when he was clearly he spent his time over his 3 minutes. Clearly, he was a little bit boisterous and a little bit vocal about his ability to stop talking when his time was up. But the man sat down when he was told to sit down, and he was sitting there quietly, bothering no one at the time. And the sheriffs came in to disrupt the meetings, and they're the ones who grabbed Joe and told him he had to leave the meeting. Now, he clearly was not doing anything at that time. So I don't understand why they even came in to bother him.
Yeah, I wasn't aware of this situation.
Yeah,
if you watch the video,
they went to court the other day, and there are some charges dismissed on some of the charges that were dismissed against them. But again, this is another ability for government to stifle people from speaking at meetings. And that's the fear that I have, is the public has a right to speak to their officials. I'm an elected official. If somebody comes and challenges me at a meeting, I have two options. I can either sit there and listen to it, or I can get up and leave. But I don't have the ability to stifle somebody who's the public, who's paying my salary, who stands at the podium and calls me out for something that I may feel is not appropriate, and just stifle them by saying, okay, you know what we'll do? We'll have somebody remove you. And now that trickle-down theory goes to everybody in the county who wants to speak at a podium now. When the gavel comes down and says your 3 minutes are up, you can't finish a sentence, you can't finish your thought, with fear that you will be ushered out of the meeting and possibly be charged with a crime because you pushed the deputy sheriff away from you because you weren't doing anything wrong in the first place. So I just think we need to ratchet things down a bit, countrywide, nationally, statewide, and locally, and start allowing people to speak. As you always say, Bob, you can't fix stupid. If somebody wants to say something that's really dumb, we can certainly stand there and listen, but we don't have the opportunity to take and put our hands on somebody and hurt them because we don't agree with them. We could walk away, and we need to stop and take a breath and say, okay, we don't agree with that person, and maybe having a conversation with him in the future is probably not in my best interest. But I just think we've gone to a really dangerous place in this country politically. Mostly it's political.
Yeah.
And we saw it with Rob Bresnahan. We saw it with the governor. We've now saw it with Charlie Kirk, and we've seen it with Joe Grantee. We need to start considering people's feelings and their First Amendment rights to speak. And unfortunately, I think we've gone to a place where I don't know how we get it back to the civil part of our society. But on this date of 9/11,
we just keep moving ahead. We just keep doing it. We just keep speaking. We just keep living the way, in the manner we believe, and speaking in the way we believe and what we believe. We just keep doing it.
I agree. And I think with 9/11 here and the reflection that we have on that tragic day, and as well as the issues that we have with Charlie Kirk, I think people just need to start thinking about it's not. And I know we are set in our ways. It's a political thing. It's an R against a D all the time, even in Harrisburg and in the Capitol. It's R against the D constantly without any regard for what's best for the people. And I think that needs to stop. These people need to say, you know what? Some people have a good idea, and we need to listen to them.
Well,
I appreciate the opportunity.
Walter, the Democrat Party's got to move beyond the sick, twisted ideology of the left.
Absolutely. And I think the Trump derangement syndrome needs to stop. Listen, I'm not a big fan of everything that Donald Trump does, and I'm not a big fan of a lot of things that Joe Biden did, but he is the president. He does deserve the respect of the office that he's holding, and we need to give that respect to that person and not as the person who's running the country. And if we don't agree with his running the country, we have ways to fix those things. But the ways to fix those things is not to dig our heels in and stop the process. Because that hurts the people of the country and hurts the people of the county. Yep. Fix the problem and move forward. Don't dig your heels in and say, okay, if it's not my way, nothing can get done. And that's where I think we're in a bad position in this country in general. And unfortunately, I don't know how we fix that other than get people to understand you're there to work for the people that you represent. Democrats, Republicans, Independents, all of them alike. And that's where we have to be. Unfortunately, I wish that would happen sooner rather than later. So,
well, thank you, Walter Griffith. Walter Griffith, you're welcome. Luzerne County Controller. We'll take a break. We want to hear from our great sponsors. We'll come back with our tribute and a quick tribute to the victims of 9/11, to the people on the plane that crashed in Shanksville that refused to be victims. We'll be back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
our veterans tribute, which today we're using as a tribute to those who lost their lives on September 11th, 2001, and to an amazing patriot and force of nature, Charlie Kirk, assassinated yesterday. Brought to you this hour and every hour, this day and every day, by our man and another amazing patriot, John Basiliga, and his great family of companies, from Basiliga Hospitality to Eastern Roofing Systems to J. Bass Realty to Serenity Care. You have to remember if you were alive that day, and you have to consistently reflect on how you felt that day when America was attacked, when those thousands were slaughtered, when those buildings fell, when that plane vaporized in the dust in Shanksville, when the Pentagon burned. America's under attack, and it may not every day be from that specific ideology, radical Islam. But it's on attack. You could call it the left. You could call it anything you want. But the enemies of America are gathering. And these victims have to be remembered. Remember this. All we have to do to honor their memories is vote. We don't have to risk our lives like our veterans. We have to vote. A small, simple act everyone needs to do. Storm Tracker 16 forecast from meteorologist Joe Snedeker. Today, sunny, 78, very reminiscent of September 11th, 24 years ago. Tonight, clear skies down to 55. Friday, sunny and mild, 78 degrees. Saturday, sunny and mild, 78 degrees. Sunday, partly sunny with a chance of a shower, 78 degrees. Tim McGraw, if you're reading this, Bob Cadaro back on the program, and there's a couple of things. Just a bit distressing. You hear the news scripts. Now, we know this, okay? Rob O'Donnell reported it to the program, and the Wall Street Journal confirmed it some 2 hours later, that transgender and anti-fascist ideology was found inside the rifle and on the bullet casings that was used in Kirk's shooting. And I made the conclusion yesterday that it was a sick transgender ideologue and Confederates who carried out this assassination. And the news said cultural issues. This is, you know, scripts from ABC, AP, Associated Press. The left wing never quits. They never quit. And they're going to try to silence this incredibly disturbing pattern, which started in Nashville, continued through Minneapolis, the Trump shooting, and now the Kirk assassination. Fact, truth, and reality have to be denied to be a leftist. They have to be. Slick texts in. Bob LTS, my kids are 22 and are incredibly shaken by the killing of Charlie Kirk. The influence he had on youth who used to be afraid to speak up was incredible, was insurmountable. He will be missed. Yes, he will. Another of our listeners texts in. Morning, Bob. I attended the Lackawanna 911 memorial service this morning. Noticeably absent was Commissioner Gaughan and Scranton Mayor. Cognetti, sad state of affairs. It truly is. Somebody said, morning, Bob, LTS. I couldn't help but cry last night. I wanted to say, as usual, the perpetrator is a coward. Shooting an unarmed man at 200 yards and running away. Disgusting human being, says Rodney. Yes, indeed. I'm going to try to understand this. Seems like the party who wants to get rid of guns. Yeah, okay, I get it now. Seems like the party who wants to get rid of guns sure likes to use them and not to hunt deer. I know. Look at living a lie and being a hypocrite is at the heart of leftism, which now owns the political party called the Democrat Party. Cinderblock checking in. First of all, I think the guy that asked Charlie the question just before he got shot needs to be investigated. No doubt. No doubt. Asking him a question regarding transgender and trans violence just before it happened, it's too coincidental. But if it's true he was actually killed by a trans person, it's a tragedy that had to happen, but please let this be the final nail in the coffin for the sick, demented, deranged ideology. Let this be the final shining light that exposes just how twisted these people are. I agree with you, Cinderblock, and we just have to make sure that it's exposed for what it is. For what it is. It is not healthy. It is not normal. It is sick. It is twisted. It is evil. And I'm not talking about people who have gender dysphoria. And I'm not talking about people who, as adults, made the decision that they were something other than the sexual orientation they were born, the sexual biological sex they were born. That's fine. That's your decision. That's you have the freedom and should have the freedom. And we need to protect your freedom to do that. This is something very different. And I've got to say, the left and their speech and their attacks and their characterization of people like Charlie Kirk, people like Donald Trump, people like conservative Christians, that these trans people are going to be erased or killed or removed, all of that sickness that they're being told. Already vulnerable people. And enough of them are acting out in this way. Scary stuff. Charlie Kirk, man, he created Turning Point USA. If any one individual, other than Donald Trump, of course, was to be credited with last fall's election results, it's Charlie Kirk. And so when you say that, you almost say the left had to kill him. And when the news scripts come out, when it's clearly this fake fascism argument and clearly transgender inspired, and it's called cultural issues in the news, you just got to shake your head and say, we have to call it out. We've got to speak to it. We've got to oppose it. We've got to fight it. We'll take a break and be back. It's the Bob Cordaro Show. Johnny Cash. Ragged Old Flag. We play it in full on Veterans Day. We play it on Memorial Weekend. Now, I want to think of something great. You think of this flag that we love and this country we love. We're going to finish the program with Lee Greenwood, God Bless the USA. A reminder, and I hope to mention it to you tomorrow, my friend Mark Wozniak and my friend Lou Taruso letting me know and reminding me, the Filatese Italian Festival, starting tomorrow, the 12th, the 13th, the 14th. Picture Perfect playing tomorrow night. Flaxie Morgan on Saturday. Longo Brothers, Smoke and Mirrors on Sunday, and I'll be there for my sofrito because I can't live without it. Now, before we start leading Greenwood, I just want to get in here. St. Michael the Archangel. I think of Charlie Kirk, and this prayer was sent to me this morning by one of my friends. And it says, St. Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our defense against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly hosts, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl about the world, making the ruin of souls. Amen. John from Pittston. Hey, John.
Yeah, that's why I was calling, Bob. Yeah. I don't have much time, I guess, but the shooting last week in Minneapolis brought back memories. When I was in first grade, I had a brother in third grade and seventh grade and a sister in fifth grade, and we were all crammed in there like sardines in a can. And if anybody ever did any shooting then, we were just sitting ducks. I can just imagine what the children went through in Minneapolis. Mm-hmm. But anyway, that was transgender-related, and it's just an example of what Satan can do to people. And this is what's going on in this country, and not only in this country, in the world. I think it has a lot to do with Putin over there, and I'm worried now that this business that's going on in Poland is going to lead to bigger things, because now NATO is getting involved. And they're gonna ask Trump to do something about it, and Trump's gonna have to react. But anyway, let me recite the prayer to St. Michael before we end, Bob. Okay?
I just did it.
Oh, you didn't do the whole thing, did you?
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah.
Oh well. Anyway, Bob, that's why I was calling.
I shouldn't have stole your thunder. But when I saw your name there, I figured if we didn't get to you reading it. I wanted to read it because it needs to be read today.
They should bring it back to the churches more than they do. I know that on Tuesday, the rosary, the fellow that says the rosary on the Mass at noon at the cathedral, he always ends the rosary with the prayer to St. Michael also.
Yeah.
So.
Well, thank you,
anyway, Bob, it was good to talk to you, but it's a shame what's going on with the transgenderism. If this is just a signal of what's to come with these people, it's a terrible thing.
Amen.
But I can't imagine, Bob, Charlie Kirk dying at 31. Unbelievable.
Yeah. Great leader lost.
I hope that they do the death penalty to this fellow, because Utah still has the death penalty, and I honestly think and pray that they bring the death penalty back, because that might act as a deterrent to a lot of these people that are carrying on like they are.
Thank you, John.
And thanks, Bob. Pleasure. All right, have a good weekend, man. Bob. Bye bye.
Thanks, Lee Greenwood. He's going to wrap things up from us because I'm watching my Mercado Jewelers watch, and it's telling me we're just about out of time. We got a final quote from Charlie Kirk to finish this September 11th memorial program, which is also a celebration of Charlie Kirk's life and work. And the great Lee Greenwood singing behind me. We're going to gavel to a close this meeting of the Club for Common Sense. Developments, stay with WILK throughout the day as developments occur in the investigation of that assassination, and as we continue to commemorate September 11th, 2001. Club for Common Sense adjourned.
WILK News Radio. This is the Bob Cordaro Show podcast.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money?
Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.